helpful distraction. So if you've been following this cope with your feelings without using food part of the intuitive eating series, you may wonder, if we're trying to learn how to sit with our feelings, why would we include distraction as a coping strategy? But we've got to be realistic, right? Sometimes we just need a break, an easy win, so to speak. So, you know, we want to feel joy, satisfaction, laughter. Maybe we need to have a rest. So think about it like a timeout from your emotions so that you can build your emotional muscles and let those muscles heal. Just like taking a rest day after we've done some weightlifting lets our physical muscles heal. All right. So tune in for more on coping with your feelings without using food.
Happy, sad, excited, frustrated. Those are all emotions that I think we all have. Some of us might have, you know, all those emotions on the same day. But part of becoming an intuitive eater and intuitive living is learning to recognize and have that interoception to know, where do I feel that in my body? And just start to be curious. And learning to sit with our feelings is part of the process in becoming an intuitive eater and allowing emotions to pass through us without having to turn to emotional eating and habits that have maybe helped us cope over the years. So that's what I'm going to talk about in today's episode.
So in the emotional eating program that I've run for the last 10 plus years, Craving Change, one of the change buffet strategies is distract yourself. So it's just a process where we can take our mind off of food. So like I said, sometimes it can get tiring to really just kind of focus on, okay, what am I feeling? How does that feel in my body? And sometimes we just want to do something else. So that's where distraction comes in. And we can actually be quite easily distracted, right? You know, you walk in the kitchen, you can't remember what you went there for. And food often distracts us from doing things that we plan to do. So our mind easily moves, you know, from one thought to another. And sometimes we eat to kind of put off a task that we don't really want to do. So to overpower your thoughts of food and eating, it's helpful to concentrate on other things. And that's like deliberately doing something. Checking your phone probably wouldn't be the best thing. It's, you know, like a complex task, like listing relatives' birthdays or thinking for vegetable for every letter of the alphabet, like something that takes your mind off. And during Craving Change, I usually do a distraction technique and get people to think about something and think about like their favorite food and then throw in a distraction. And then when we come back, they can see how quick it is to actually use this technique. So you can do, you know, different activities, going outside, getting fresh air. But what I would encourage you is to actually make a list of distractions. So it kind of takes like that brain workout, right? So the goal with intuitive eating, we want to open up that mental headspace, right? And get away from tracking and counting. And I like to say, like, my clients that are focused on intuitive eating have more mental calm as well, right? Because you take away a lot of that extra work that we put on ourselves with years of dieting. So this is kind of, in a way, the same thing, all right? So make a list of distractions, obviously things that you like to do, right? And you want to refocus your mind, but also it's just to give you a little bit of a break. So it could be, you know, watching a movie that you really enjoy, listening to music and dancing. It could be a lot of different things, but keep that list posted where you eat often when you're not physically hungry. So for a lot of people, that might be having that list close to their television as a way to say, like, if I want to eat, it's like that visual is there to remind them. Some people might put that distraction list on the fridge just as kind of like that pause as they go to open the fridge to get that snack or on the cupboard. It's just a way to serve as a reminder, right? Try different strategies, different distractions, and see what works for you. And then, you know, try them again, right? And don't make yourself wrong for needing to kind of get out of like sitting with the emotions and going through the feelings. So I have a list of distractions, and it's probably about 40 things, 40 different ideas. So if you want that, send me a message. I'm happy to share it with you. The first section is to challenge your mind to shift your thinking. So that's where you're going to think of a vegetable for every letter of the alphabet. You're going to count backwards from 105 by threes. You're going to see how many words you can make out of the letters in your full name. So that's like you're using your mind to focus on something else, and that's going to shift your thinking. The second type of distraction is to shift your location to get away from food. So go outside, water the plants in the garden. Go to the bathroom, rinse off your face with warm water, shovel or sweep, go for a walk around the block, walk to another level of your home or your workspace, go to your bedroom and lie down for a few minutes, right? So you're changing your location to help with that distraction. Shift gears to an activity is the third type of distraction. Go in to do a crossword, give yourself a chance to figure out five words, and that's a way to shift your gears as well. Read a chapter of a book, play with a Rubik's Cube or a puzzle or something. Organize your apps, phone a friend, email a friend, you know, do some movement, or spend, you know, 5 minutes decluttering or cleaning up something that's bothering you, right? So that's shifting gears to another activity.
So as you can see, distraction can be a great tool and a great strategy when we just kind of want to walk away from dealing with emotions, thinking about self-awareness and about that intuitive eating that we're focused on. Sometimes we just need to take a break, and that may mean using a distraction technique. So don't avoid distraction. Have it kind of like as one of those tools in your toolkit as you go on this intuitive eating journey. And the biggest thing I would want to say, like around emotional eating, is it's not wrong. It served you a purpose for years, right? If you're an emotional eater, there is a reason that you've gone to that. It's helped you cope with things or helped soothe your body, or it's a learned behavior from childhood. So it's in no way is it wrong. And as an intuitive eater, we can still be emotional eaters. It's just we're going to have more awareness around that choice. So I hope that was helpful. If you want the list of distractions, reach out. I'm so happy to share them with you. If you want to feel more joyful about your eating and learn how to eat without guilt, go to my website, book a free 30-minute call so that I can set you up for 2023 and having that confidence, the happiness, the mental calm that comes with shifting gears into intuitive eating versus staying in diet culture and that restrictive approach. And that's it for today's episode of Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy Podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. If you found this helpful and you have a friend who may also find it useful, please feel free to share it with them. And don't forget to leave a review on your favorite podcast player, because every month I choose one lucky reviewer and they get a free 60-minute one-on-one intensive where I help you identify the one thing holding you back from your health and wellness goals. Curious about intuitive eating? Ready to have more joyful eating without the guilt? Then go to my website and click on the link to book a free 30-minute call where I'll walk you through the first step.